The Gemara Masechet Menachos Daf Nun Amud Aleph, going into Nun Amud Beis, asked a question. The question was, Baminei Rav Chiya Rovim Rav Chiya Tzibur She'ein Lahem, a Tzibur that doesn't have enough Kvasim for the Tamidim and Masafim, Eiz Mehem Kaidim, which should be preferable to be bought? And the Gemara identifies that the question is, in a situation where it's Friday, for example, is Yontif, or any day it's Yontif, and I have to bring Karban Musaf today, and if I use the Kvasim today, then I won't have Kvasim tomorrow morning for the Karban Tamid. So what should we do? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara actually does not answer the question. And it's interesting to note that the Rambam, regarding this question, says something which is quite unusual for the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Tamidim and Masafim, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, given that the Gemara doesn't give us a definitive answer to the question, you know what you should do? Do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. But the question that of course comes up is, why is this even a question in the Gemara? How could the Gemara suggest Eizmehem Shiyir Tziyasa, do whatever you want? How could the Gemara not have an answer? And how could the Rambam say Eizmehem Shiyir Tziyasa, do whatever you want? Isn't it obvious that we have halacha of Eim Avir Malamitzis? So if today I have a chiv to bring a Karban Musaf because it's Yontif, so that should certainly take precedence over the chiv to worry about the Karban Tamid of tomorrow. How do we reconcile, how do we understand this question? So in order to attempt to understand this question, how to answer this question, we need to quote a famous machloikis of the Rambam, of the Chacham Tzvi and the Ratzvaz. The question that is discussed, it's in the Ratzvaz, in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel, and it's in the Chacham Tzvi, Sha'al Satshuva Siman Kovov. There's a person, Rachman Tzlan, in prison. And this person is in prison, and he's been given a day to go on a furlough. He's been given a day to be gone on furlough. And the question is, what should he do? Should he take tomorrow and just leave prison and go daven b'minyan? Or should he wait for Yom Kippur, let's say it's not that far away from Yom Kippur, and wait to be able to daven b'minyan on Yom Kippur? And we have a machlokes, the Ratzvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Ratzvaz says, Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. So immediately, go take tomorrow and chaparai and do the mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and he says that, of course, he should wait for Yom Kippur. That is the more important mitzvah. So now the question is, and the Chacham Tzvi uses our Gemara as the Raya, because the Chacham Tzvi says, and our Gemara as well, as we started our shir, we see that at times it's better to perhaps wait to do a mitzvah until tomorrow and not do it today, wait to do the mitzvah tomorrow, even though I'm pushing off a mitzvah that I could do today. So we see there's a concept of always trying to do the more choshev mitzvah, the more significant mitzvah. Our Gemara is a raya. The question is, how will the Ratzvaz explain our Gemara? And the Achronim attempt to explain how the Ratzvaz will answer our Gemara, which really is the question that we began the shiur with. Why wait for tomorrow? How do you have a right to wait to do a mitzvah tomorrow when you have a right when you could do it to do today? So, the Mishnah Melech takes the approach that when is there a concept that Ratva says, wait, don't wait to do a mitzvah? That's only when both mitzvahs are the same. For example, the Gemara that we're learning now. In the Gemara that we're learning now, I mean, on the contrary, in the case that Ratva speaks about, the Ratva is speaking about a situation where both mitzvahs are the same. I should have b'minyan today, or I should have b'minyan on Yom Kippur. Says the Ritvaz, instead of davening b'minyan today, wait. Says the Ritvaz, don't wait to daven b'minyan on Yom Kippur, daven b'minyan today. But in a situation where we're talking about two totally different mitzvahs, as is the case of Al Gemara, carbon musaf is a totally different mitzvah than the carbon tamid, there the Ritvaz will agree that you could choose whichever mitzvah you want. The Leket HaKemach takes a different approach. He says that there's a difference between a yochid and a tzibur, and it's very understandable. A yochid doesn't know what tomorrow will bring. And since the yochid does not know what the tomorrow will bring, unfortunately, so the halach is, do today, do as soon as possible, whatever you can do, because you don't know what is in store. However, in a situation of the tzibur, there's a concept many times, tzibur v'meis, Klal Yisrael will always be here. So there is no concern that if I don't do the mitzvah today, the mitzvah won't get done. And here, Al Gemara is speaking about a carbon tzibur. And therefore, by yochid, the Ritvaz is right, do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah that you can do as quickly as you can do, because we don't know what life will bring. Whereas the tzibur, the Ritvaz would agree, of course, do the mochashim mitzvah, and therefore Al Gemara is not sure which is the more choshev mitzvah, and because the Gemara is not sure which is the more choshev mitzvah, is the carbon mosav more choshev, is the carbon tamid more choshev, and the Rambam himself is not sure, and that's why he says Eizmen Shiasi here to do whatever you want. That's a second approach, but there's a third approach, which is really the approach of many Achronim. It's the approach of the Machmir Chayim. It's the approach of the Sfasemis. It's the approach of the Hagos, Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horowitz, the Rain. They all say a very similar pshat. And the best way that I think one can explain this pshat is there's a question that's posed by many Achronim. It's Friday. It's Thursday. It's Friday. And you have a bris or whatever, and you want to say Birchas HaMazon on a kais. You want to say Birchas HaMazon on a kais of wine, but you don't have, if you will say the Birchas HaMazon on the kais of wine, you won't have any wine to make Kiddush on Shabbos. What should you do? Should you say Birchas HaMazon now on the kais? Because now that's what's available to you, and when Shabbos comes, we'll deal with Shabbos. Or should you save the wine for Kiddush? And there are many Achronim that suggest that you should say Kiddush, you should say the Kiddush, that's the opinion of the Shagas Arya, and that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and they say, they speak about a different situation, it's a very similar situation, it's Yom Tov today, very similar to Al Gemara, and if I use the Kiddush wine today, then the wine for Kiddush today on Yom Tov, I won't have Kiddush for Shabbos. And what's the reason? So the Machmir Chaim in the Sfasemis says, there are certain mitzvahs that the obligation to perform the mitzvah is not only when I actually have to perform the mitzvah, but the obligation to perform the mitzvah is there even before. And he says, The carbon tumid is a perfect example. It's not just that every day I have to bring a tumid shel shachar and a tumid shel ben abayim. Rather, the halacha is that I have to bring. Rather, the halacha is that I have to always be ready and always be doing activity in order to be have the carbon tumid available to me. And actually, the sugya of our Gemara is a great raya. Why is the sugya of our Gemara a great raya? Because the next sugya that we learn in our Gemara, the Gemara speaks at great length about the halacha that the carbon tumid, and according to many Rishonim, this is a halacha specifically about a carbon tumid, requires bikur for 4 days. Why? Because it's not just to examine the animal if the animal has no mum. Because if that would be the case, then it shouldn't be limited to the carbon tumid. Every carbon, we should have to be concerned if the animal has a mum. Rather, the way to understand is that the carbon tumid, the lesson of being doing the bikur on the carbon for 4 days, is because this obligation to bring the carbon already is there from the beginning of the week. Every day we have to worry that we should have a carbon tumid. So the Ritvaz is right. When we have a mitzvah that we could do today, or we have a mitzvah to do, or do the mitzvah tomorrow, of course, eim avir mal mitzvahs. But when do we say eim avir mal mitzvahs? When I have a mitzvah today and a different mitzvah tomorrow. But if both mitzvahs are today, then we have the Gemara's question. And the carbon tumid, not only today's carbon tumid, but even tomorrow's carbon tumid, the chiv is already there from before. And I was thinking that maybe this could be connected to machloikas rishonim. There's machloikas rishonim where we designate, as our Gemara says, the animal to be the carbon tumid 4 days in advance. So how often do you have to look at that animal? Some rishonim say you have to check the animal before you put it, before you designate it, and you need never check it again until you actually bring it. Some Rishonim say you have to check it every day. Maybe what is the Machlokas Rishonim connected to? How do we understand the Chiv of the Carbon Tumid? Is the Chiv of Carbon Tumid that something we always have to be busy with, always being prepared for? If that's the way we understand the Chiv of the Carbon Tumid, then we could understand why every day we have to check that animal. But if we say that the Chiv of Carbon Tumid is not today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow, so I don't have to check every animal every day. The same thing, we could explain the opinion of the Shagas Ari and the Magen Avraham regarding Kiddush. We know that the obligation to prepare for Shabbos doesn't begin just on Shabbos. The obligation to prepare for Shabbos begins at the beginning of the week. So yes, now it's Yontif, or now it's Friday at the Bris. And now I have a mitzvah to make a, say, Birchas Hamazon on the wine, to say Kiddush on the wine for Yontif. But that doesn't mean that I don't have already now a chiv to be thinking about Kiddush for Shabbos. Because the preparation of Shabbos, says the Matnah Chaim, doesn't begin, and the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos doesn't just begin Friday evening when I have to make Kiddush. The mitzvah is there all week long, getting ready and being prepared and having wine for my Kiddush.